Denver Giants postgame show on Sportsnet 650.
Welcome back to the banquet hall here at the Langley Event Center, where 60 minutes are now in the books. The Giants victorious 4-3 at home over the visiting Everett Silvertips as they sweep a big weekend, coming off a big 3-2 W last night over Prince George as well. Justin Morissette and Bill Wilms on the postgame show, and we are pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Vancouver Giants, Manny Viveros. Manny, I asked this question to Sam Honzik as he was the first star of the game this evening as well. You guys just look like a completely different team here in 2024. Is that a matter of I asked him, do you even recognize yourselves in the mirror right now? But is this a case of, you know, a completely different approach, or is this something that the things you were working on early in the season are finally coming to fruition right now?
No, it's certainly an accumulation of both, I think, you know, as far as with a new team this year. And again, we talked about the influx of youth that we had with our group this year and new kids coming to this organization. So it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of, you know, get used to what it's like to be in the Western Hockey League. And we're just very thankful that, you know, the kids are absorbing what we're trying to teach and work with them. And they're doing a heck of a job as far as applying that when we're on the ice during our games, and not only that, during practice too. But it certainly does help when you have a guy like Samuel Honzik back in your lineup too, when he's only played, I think, 15 games for us this year, and he's been back. He's a force out there. There's no question about it. He's a heck of a hockey player. Then, you know, not just also the new acquisitions we've got in our club also too, but everybody in our group has made that next step that what we were hoping that after Christmas was going to happen. So a collective team, improvement, which is something you're always looking for.
Coach, do the players know that winning is tough? It's never easy in the Western Hockey League.
They're finding that out now, or they're finding out pretty early in the season where sometimes it can be a grind and everybody goes through it, but it's learning how to play in certain situations throughout the game. And, we're still learning that. We're still in that situation where you're playing good teams like tonight, like Everett. We're up 4-1, and we're up even in the second period here. In my opinion, we're in control of the hockey game. And then we made some mistakes that, untimely penalties that we could have prevented and gave the momentum back in the game. And then in the third period there, we kind of let our foot off the gas pedal for a couple minutes there, and all of a sudden it's 4-3. And we've been on the other side of it also, too. Like last weekend, we got back in the games also, too. So that's a learning experience. But again, to have that experience, you have to be in those situations. And we're, protecting the lead. And when I say protect the lead, that doesn't mean you're just defending. That means that you're still attacking, still playing the same way. But you don't have to make as many high-risk plays as you normally would if you're behind the eight ball.
Coach, you watch your team play. You watch any team play. You're fascinated. Fans are fascinated by the offense. They love the plays, the passing, the goals. You don't celebrate defense with your stick in the air. You celebrate goals. But I got to tell you, the way your team has changed, the way you're playing in your own zone is really remarkable. Blocking shots, sticks. There was one time in the third period, two times in a row, Mietinen and Hammerling skated across the blue line right into four Vancouver Giants. You want pictures of players in a frame, you're getting it. How did that transition happen like that?
Just emphasizing that on a daily basis, something we talk about on a daily basis, whether we're looking at game film after or doing team video. That's something we enforce every day. That's, team defense will give you a chance to win every night. You're not going to score six goals every single night. You got to learn how to play those 2-1 games or, those 1-0 games, which are very rare nowadays. But you need to learn how to play those type of games too. And that will give us, like last weekend, we had 3-3. And, you don't always have your legs, but you can rely on your team structure and your team defense to get you through some of those times when if you don't have your A game.
Another big goal tonight for Cameron Schmidt, which seems to be something that we're saying with regularity of late. As a 16-year-old player in this league, he was obviously generating a ton of chances early in the season. Are you shocked at the consistency at this age that he's been able to find the score sheet lately?
Yeah, I'm not. Just how dynamic he is and You know, Cameron, he loves to play the game. You know, he loves to practice. He loves to be out there and play. If you could play him 60 minutes the whole game, he would love to do that. Just like every young player, you know, it's a process of getting him to learn how to play without the puck. And sometimes in situations, sometimes less is more in a lot of situations. And Cameron's, he's been, I give him a lot of credit over the last, you know, 6 weeks. He's really figured this out and really bought into what he needs to do, improve as far as defensively, and he's done an exceptional job. But when he gets that puck, he's dynamic. There's no question.
Brett Merwald talked last night after the game about a belief in the room right now, about where no matter where your team is at, they always believe that they can come back and win. And I think he's talking about, obviously, those rally victories against Victoria last weekend. Two very tough games this weekend, though, against two very tough opponents. I know I could hear the excitement in your voice in the pregame about looking forward to using these games as a measuring stick to see where your team is at. Having said that, if I had told you on Thursday that in back-to-back games against Prince George and Everett, your team would only be trailing for a total of 11 and a half minutes, would you have believed me?
No, you know, probably not, because it's just the quality of the opposition that we're playing. That's how good they are. But again, having said, you know, to reiterate what Mirzi had said yesterday, is that we're comfortable right now. Like I've talked about this before, maybe a couple months ago, when we get into a situation where if we give up a goal and then we maybe lose momentum and we give up a second, maybe a third. And now we know, again, we've talked about this all the time, is that if we stay with our game and stick to it and try to get the momentum back as quick as possible, that we get ourselves back in the game. And that's on the kids. They're the ones that are, you know, they're making those decisions, how to continue to make those right decisions on the ice.
And was that a big focus this week in practice, to try and avoid having to climb out of a hole and build a lead early and maintain it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Like, you just, you know, certainly very pleased of how we, like, how resilient we were last weekend, too. But that's something also, too. He says you can't always play catch-up. You know, you got to be able to play with a lead sometimes, too. And that's something this weekend, I was really happy the way the kids came out. And it's not even with the lead, for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job of protecting it also, too. Tonight, a couple situations, but that's going to happen.
Coach, we won't keep you long. No question to me, and I think the fans would agree, maybe the most physical game?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We knew that coming in tonight. You know, Everett is, you know, they're a team that gets right in your face, and they're gonna push you, and they're going to come after you, they're going to finish your checks. And we knew that coming in. That was part of our, you know, our pre-scout discussion today, is that this is not a game for a perimeter game. It's going to be an inside game. We're going to have to win. We always say that inside battle of the ice, and that's something we did a really good job tonight.
But Leslie hitting, I don't think I've seen Mazin with that many hits. Wyatt Wilson, tremendous physical play. And last thing, Ty Thorpe talked on the walk-off after second period. You know, he says, I'm finally feeling comfortable with my body. I mean, we take some of those things for granted. You see a 17-year-old kid that's 6'4", and you think, why can't he play harder? This kid's 18, and he's getting comfortable with his body. I think that's a heavy game you guys played above everything else.
I agree. That's part of it. What we decided tonight, that we needed to, you know, be effective to take away some of their team speed, though. I still like to see in the game that not everybody checks the penalty. You know, sometimes it's that's just the way it is, though. But it seems that the way the game is trending, and obviously you don't ever want to see anybody get hurt or be in a vulnerable position here. But it's something that's still a big part of the game, is physical contact, and in some form also it's a way of intimidation. But I'm talking in a fair way, as far as, like, if you got a guy out there, he's going to finish his checks and he plays it fair, that makes that opposition kind of just, you know, back on their heels a little bit also, too. So that was good. I like that. And, you know, our group doesn't shy away from that type of play, which is real good.
Did you enjoy the fight?
Yeah, no, it was good.
Petruk took him on, but he was sorry he did.
No, it was good. He had to, you know, I give that young man credit. He's going after a big guy like Wyatt, but Wyatt, you know, did what he had to do at that time, and, you know, stood up for himself, and, that, you know, again, that's still, there's nothing wrong with that.
One last one for me, Coach, before we let you go. We talked about this weekend being a measuring stick for your club. Having won both of these games, do you feel like you guys can hang with pretty well anyone in the WHL right now?
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's what we're hoping for. That's certainly like that. But we still got a lot of work to do. There's no question about it. And that's something, you know, talking from a coach or coaching staff, is that you're never satisfied, and you can't be in this game. You got to continue to strive to get better and better. And we do have a lot of room for improvement. But having said that, though, we've improved a lot too. And so if you look back from where we started at the beginning of September and where we are right now, you know, like I said this before, I like where our group is going here. Give the credit to all the kids. They're the ones that are you know, they're abiding by what our structure is, and they're executing, and that's the most important part of it. So it's quite exciting here. So, you know, keep going. You got to keep going and keep grinding it out like this. And I like to get we're at this stage of the season where we're starting to get hot towards the end of the season, and we wanted our first goal is obviously to get the playoffs, and that's something you want to. You know, be hot getting in the playoffs.
Well, still a ways to go, as you mentioned. Absolutely. But I hope you can take a little time this evening to feel proud of the effort this weekend that the boys put on.
Certainly, I'm so proud of the kids. I just really am. That's one thing about our kids, that they come to work every single day. It's fun being around them every day. It's a lot of fun. They come with a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and they're wanting to learn. And that's a main reason why they've made the improvements individually and as a group.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight, Manny.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Manny Viveros, the head coach of your Vancouver Giants, on a night where his team picks up another big W against one of the top teams in the Western Conference. A 4-3 victory here tonight at home over the visiting Everett Silvertips. We got